We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, you did. That's why you're the ex. Drex and Nina on B96. Good morning, everybody. And a good morning it is. Thank you, God, for this beautiful morning. Right now, 34 degrees. Temperatures rising. Sunshine today all day long. The big guy promises with a high near 50. Same thing for tomorrow, high near 60. Gotta love that.
For sure.
So let's play a game here, like a relationship game. Ghost or drama?
Ghost or drama? What do you mean?
No, I'm talking about the ex because it seems like nowadays it's either one or the other. They either ghost you or there's a whole lot of drama going on.
Okay.
Whole lot of drama. It's not really a competition. It's not really a game, but I just think that people play games. And, you know, earlier last week, we were talking about ghosting and people ghosting and they just
disappear.
They just disappear in
yeah,
your life.
Because it's easier than saying, sorry, I don't like you.
Right. Or there's got to be drama, especially with exes. A bunch of divorced people were asked to name the top things that annoyed them about their ex when they were together and the reasons why they're not together anymore. And some of the most common answers were selective hearing.
Yeah, hearing, okay.
Which is a really good one.
Okay.
Hearing only the things that you want to hear.
Right.
Many of them ignored or, you know, they were ignored. Or pretended not to hear something if they didn't like it.
Yeah.
I think all couples are a little bit guilty of that.
I think all people are guilty of that. I have friends that do that to me, too.
I want to know what is the biggest thing that annoyed you about your ex. Doesn't have to be divorce, you know, partners, whatever the case may be. 312-591-9696. What broke the game? What ended the game?
Mm.
And then we can talk about the other spin is when people can't let it go. Oh, my God. I'll get to that in a second. So some of the other things are snoring. They just could not handle
okay.
it. And they weren't going to do the separate room thing.
Okay. So, Drex, just stop with the list for a second. What was the most annoying thing about your ex then?
Oh, definitely the talking thing. Yeah. The selective hearing.
Oh, yeah?
Selective hearing is, yes. Yes.
Well, you can talk quite a bit.
I understand.
That's pretty funny.
Dominating the conversation.
Yeah, it's okay.
Staying in the narrative.
It's okay.
Yeah, that would be a good excuse for them.
1,000%.
For leaving me. And then snoring, and then the control freak. You know, I think the control freak thing is a reason a lot of people break up with each other. You know,
well,
they were trying to control you.
Try to tell me what to do and see what happens.
Right. Trying to tell you, oh, you ain't going out of the house with that on.
You know what's really funny? I think I was wearing a shirt. This was years and years and years ago. I was wearing a shirt that was kind of off the shoulders a little bit. And I was meeting up with my friend, my person at the time, at this club. I show up. He shows up. He looks at me and he starts putting my shirt back up on my shoulders. I was like, are you joking? You're trying to dress me right now? That didn't work out so well at all.
Or put something over that. Put a sweater or a scarf
over
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's controlling.
I know. I don't like that.
312-591-9696. They were you know, the other one is finances. They were financially irresponsible. So, you know, this is always, they didn't want to pay their part of the bills, or they thought, oh, well, you make more money than me, so therefore you should pay for everything.
Well, I think in serious relationships, that's definitely a big deal.
And household chores always comes into it. You know, I'm not doing this. I'll let you do it. 312-591-9696. Tristan in Tinley Park.
Hi there. Yeah. So, probably the biggest thing that is the most annoying thing that one of my exes does is you'll see that if she'll have a significant other or a boyfriend, she'll go with somebody else. And the next thing you know, she'll be taking pictures while with that person with, like, all her ex-boyfriends, you know, commenting things like, miss this guy, LOL, and just constantly taking pictures and making it a point to put across that she still kind of has ex-boyfriends wrapped around her fingers.
So she doesn't let any of her exes go.
Posting all of that stuff just to rub it in.
She keeps her roster and rotation full at all times. That's pretty crazy.
312-591-9696. Let's talk about some drama. So a friend of mine is going through this right now. So they've been together for 6 years. They were just on the verge of getting married. I'm talking months. So they're engaged. I mean, they're thinking about the venue and all of this. And things went back crap crazy between them, and she decided it was over. But we are now on week number 7 or 8 of the drama. She's been moving out of his house for 7 or 8 weeks. And every time you think that she's gone, and it's been so maniacal and so manipulative and so nasty that now he's wondering, how could I even think that I was ever even going to consider marrying this woman?
You know what she's doing, right? She wants him back. She has to. You don't keep showing up at somebody's house for no reason.
I mean, we're talking vicious, vicious, petty stuff now. Originally, most of the stuff was moved out, okay? And then it got really silly. I mean, last week it was, I forgot. I sewed that duvet cover. That belongs to me. So she just, I'm coming in there. What do you want? I want my duvet cover.
She's looking for excuses to see him, though.
And so
that's
check this
what's
out.
Happening.
Saturday night, she's boozing. The door, knock on the door, a hammer on the door again. She comes in and she rips the drapes right off of the rod in the window. He's like, what the? And she said, I sewed these. These belong to me. He's like, well, I bought the material. Screw you. I sewed them. I want them. Ripped them right off the windows. Now, what the hell is she going to do with them? They're not going to fit any of her windows.
Why did he let her in the house in the first place?
Because he's trying to be nice and just make it stop.
Look what that
just won't stop. Yeah, he is trying to be the bigger guy.
Stupid. He should be the smaller guy who would have had his curtains.
I said, dude, when it comes down to the curtains, when I said that she ripped, the whole story is like, Drex, you won't believe this. She just roared into the house and ripped the curtains down. I said, I smell restraining order. Time to call the law.
Just put it all in a box and give it to her at this point.
That's where he thought it was, but apparently not. 312-591-9696. Next we go to Mark in Elk Grove. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hi, Mark. What was the deal with your ex?
She was fine. It was like every time, like every 5 minutes, like I call Sweetie. It's like I get home from work, how was work, Sweetie? And till to this day, if somebody call me Sweetie, I get pissed off.
Oh, Sweetie.
Don't do that. Mark, thanks for the call.
In other words, she was being a wise ass about it.
That's like her crutch. It's like, I hate when girls call you babe or love or things like that. It's like, don't use that blanket statement that you use on everybody. Don't use that on me. But I had an ex-girlfriend. She would do like the baby talk thing a lot. And I, oh my God. Oh, it's like, dude, we're adults. Yeah. Do you think we can do the thingy thingy? No, we can't go do the thingy thingy. I used to make me so mad.
You didn't talk back in baby talk? Like, what
no, I did it. I'd be like, I'd be like this.
Yeah,
hey,
that would annoy the hell out of me.
Hey. Why are you talking like that?
See, I've been monogamous. I've behaved
my
myself
baby.
For so long. I forget some of this drama, because I'm monogamous.
There's like issues there. It means you want them to, it means like you got daddy issues. You want me to like be your daddy, like in real life. And you're like,
what?
But
why?
She thought it was cute, I'm sure.
And I'm just saying, Nina, next time you use your little baby voice to someone, think about the issues that you really want right there in that moment.
I don't think I do it that much, but I do it sometimes.
Right. Something to think about.
Discussing.
I do have a lot of issues, though.
Annoying things about our exes. 312-591-9696. The Sweetie thing. That's almost like patronizing, especially if you don't mean it. That's why I was wondering if that's where he was going with that.
Well, I think a lot of us girls do that, though. I call a lot of people that I care about, like, boo. What's up, boo? Or, like, love.
Yes,
stuff
but
like
that's
that. I do it.
That's just endearment.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelsey, good morning in Aurora. You're on B96.
Hey, good morning.
Hi. Hello, Kelsey. Good morning.
Hey.
So
the ultimate, most annoying thing that I tried so hard to get through is my ex. I'm married now, and we're going through this huge child support custody battle, but every time he breaks up with a girlfriend or gets a new one, he still tries to use me as, like, his emotional support or, like, his life coach.
Yeah, girl.
And it's like, we have that, but, I have other issues. And he totally, like, disregards this huge court thing we're going through just to get my opinion on what he should do and what he needs to do and how his significant other isn't doing this or doing that.
Yeah, you can't. Like, no.
Mm-mm. Well, you're the camp counselor.
You can't be the therapist for that.
By the way, do you think that she knows that he's calling you all the time for advice about her?
I mean, like, we haven't been together for like 7 years, but in the beginning, like, they would know and they would always like come at me, of course, like, oh, step away from my man. I'm like, oh no, boo, I had your man and I didn't want your man. He's recycled. Like, you got the recycled goods now.
Yeah.
Kelsey.
It's amazing to me that she would still tolerate, you know,
She doesn't know.
To you.
She doesn't know.
Thanks for
it's
the kind call, of
ridiculous.
Kelsey.
Thanks, Kelsey.
Yeah, I wouldn't take his call anymore.
She doesn't know. There's no way.
He can't let it go. Madeline in Maryville. Yep, we're talking about the annoying things about our exes. And yours is... Hi, Madeline. Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, so my ex, we broke up. He cheated on me. And then he wouldn't go away. He would, like, message my dad on Facebook and ask him to hang out. And then he ended up dating a girl that I kind of hung out with that was in, like, my circle of friends. And then after they broke up, he dated a girl that I worked with. And there were only, like, 6 people at this place. So, and it's like he wouldn't go away.
Petty.
That is a great one. That is a horrible one. And I don't know how did you make it stop? Did you have a conversation with your father? Dad, this has to stop.
I did have to have a conversation with my dad because he didn't see anything wrong with it. And it was like, Dad, You can't do this.
Yeah, you can't because it's not right to you. But man, oh man, that is the worst. When it's done and one of the family members is still hanging on.
I know.
Yeah, that's just not right.
I know, but it happens.
It's not right on the family's part either.
No, I know. My ex's mom used to call me all the time. My first ex ended up leaving me and got married to somebody else. Anyway, the mom couldn't let go of the fact that he wasn't with me anymore. So she used to call. He had to have a talk with her to break up with me. It was pretty funny.
When kids
are
well, I think when children are involved, I mean, there's no way of getting around that. You know,
yeah.
They still want to see grandma, grandpa, or whatever. But the whole thing where they're still talking to your brother or sister, or they're hanging out on Friday or Saturday night, I mean, oh, hell no. Hell to the no. All right. So we're talking about annoying things about your exes. What is it? 312-591-9696 is the number to Drex and Nina on B96. Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.